Welcome to A Voice of the People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. My name is Linda Sims and this program is live. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, WWGH. If you have any questions or if you would like to connect with myself or any of my guests during this hour, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of the People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. Location is 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and it goes like this. Free produce market every second Saturday every month. So it was last Saturday. So if you miss that, you have to wait till August. Boy, time is going by so fast. Again, the time is from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Location, once again, is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up. Provide your name and number of people in your family. And this is the time of year that we could use all the produce we could get. It's so hot. Too hot for food, I think. So refreshing to have a lot of fruit and vegetables. For right now. Well, anyway, let me continue. I have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company, with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Their telephone number is 740-262-0939. And as usual, I like to start off the program with a thought for today. The title is called The Purpose of My Life. If at any time I begin to lose hope in myself, let me simply look inside my heart and see all the good actions I have ever performed, from the smallest to the grandest. When I see how much happiness I have given others, I easily remember the purpose of my life. And hopefully you can hold on to that for yourself or share with someone you know who needs an uplifting today. Now, let me turn my attention to my guest today, Tanya Bachman. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and she is the Executive Administrative Assistant at the Marion Community Credit Union. And Kenneth Belk, how are you today?
I'm firing the frog here.
Haven't heard that one before. Okay, and he is the president of the Marion County United Veterans Council, and those initials are MCUVC. Nice to have you today. I see you have some company or other guests with you today. Would you like to introduce them?
We do. You want to go ahead and tell what you do, Ms. Brandy?
My name's Brandy Wilson, and I'm the director of the Marion County Historical Society.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And then we've got Ms. Sarah down on the right.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm Sarah Stolzer. I am the office coordinator at the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we have been working hand in hand and trying to support this this project from the get-go. So it's been very nice working with everyone.
I'm excited.
We are too.
Yes. Something grand is coming to Marion. Even though Dick was just here and he said, well, I think I saw it last time it was here, but I don't think I remember all that.
This is a different
one. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, great. I have to call him. I meant to give him that flyer.
Oh, the flyer?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll try to take a picture of it and send it to him
on
Facebook.
We'll send it with Miss Brandy because she's going to connect with him
tomorrow. Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'll take it with me.
Okay. Great. Take it. Yeah, because I had it and I thought I was going to do this, so it's still there. Yes. Right? I'll just. Okay.
We got you covered.
Yeah. All right, because we want everybody involved that we can get involved.
It takes a village to put this together,
I bet.
Let me tell you, Marion has come together for that.
Well, great. And explain to our listeners why we are so excited.
We are excited because we have the Wall That Heals coming to Marion the 18th through the 21st. It's going to be out to River Valley High School, and the address for River Valley is 4280 Marion Mount Gilead Road. In Caledonia?
Yeah, Marion County, Ohio, or AKA Caledonia, is a mailing address.
Okay.
But it's in Marion County, Ohio.
Right, right.
So I want to make sure I gave the right city.
Because all that is Marion County, right?
It is all Marion County,
right,
yes.
Right.
So starting tomorrow, we have the escort coming through. So just to kind of get us started, I'm going to let Ken talk about the escort coming through.
Yes.
And then we're going to go with what the Historical Society is going to be doing to help partner with us for this. And then we want to talk to Sarah a little bit about what the Visitors Bureau has done. And she's also the chair captain for the Women's Club Home and what they've got going on there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, motorcycles. We have made a walkthrough of downtown route for in Bucyrus, Ohio, and hit downtown Marion. This is what's coming through Marion, Ohio, around 4:15. As the latest count I heard, it could be up to around 400 plus motorcycles leading and bringing up the rear of the procession.
Right.
And it's going to be leaving from Route 30, Harley-Davidson in Upper Sandusky. Kickstands up at 3:30. It's Route 30, Harley-Davidson, 350 Tarhe Trail, Upper Sandusky, Ohio. That's where it's coming out of.
I'm sad. I'm going to be on the air.
You're going to be on the air? No, wait. Take a remote right downtown. That would be good, right from the ice cream shop downtown, do a remote.
That's a thought.
That would be a thought. Right. So then, 3:30, kickstands up. They're heading old Route 30 into Bucyrus, Ohio, right to the center square of town, and hanging a right on South Sandusky Avenue, heading toward Marion, and at the fork of the road, picking up Route 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we're encouraging people along the route in Bucyrus to come out, welcome the wall coming through,
right,
and out into the county as we make it into Marion. Question come trains. If a train comes, the procession stops. Especially the one on one side that didn't make it through. The other side will wait. There will be no gaps.
Right.
Train goes through. Everybody continues right
Proceed,
on.
Right.
Right, straight up North Main Street past the Dairy Queen as a point of reference.
Okay.
And straight down past St. Mary's Catholic Church, across the tracks again. Now you're in the center of downtown Marion.
Right, right. That's true.
And now we transition from North Main Street onto South Main Street and proceed down South Main and up the hill past Rotary Towers. Then coming up to the top of the hill, it turns into Delaware Avenue. And at that point, we're going past the Marion Cemetery.
Right, right.
And coming to the intersection where Veterans Park and Harding Memorial. At that point, there'll be a big flag hanging from, hopefully we have two ladder trucks with the flag suspended, and the procession will proceed under.
You said this is an extraordinarily large flag, didn't you tell me that?
It's a large flag. It's not quite 40 pounder, but when I picked the flag up Friday morning, it was in a box, pretty good size.
40 pounder? We actually have one that big?
I dropped it off this morning to Chief Metals, and he couldn't believe how large the flag was.
Oh my gosh.
They've been working out for a month just so they could lift it.
I bet.
And if I could get some, if it's okay to give kudos to the flag lady in Columbus, Ohio, we're being charged is just for the cleaning that takes place after the flag is returned.
Okay.
There's no daily charges. We return it the following week. Picked it up Saturday, return it next following Monday.
Right.
And they told me, says, it's too soon. Tuesday. And if you can't make it Tuesday, give us a call. They knew what it was for.
Right.
They knew what it was for. So now we're at Veterans Park.
Okay.
And Officer Gruber is having a function back in the soccer field over by the hospital for the kids in town. So if you have a family, that'd be a place to be, and at the Harding Memorial and Veterans Park. And then it proceeds on down Delaware Avenue, then make a left-hand turn on Barks Road.
Right.
And going past, I think, United Bank, then up the hill past Family Vision, and then you crest the hill. Then you see a line of flags on both sides of the road. Now you're coming down in front of the Marion Community Credit Union.
Right.
And this is the business, the credit union, that is responsible for bringing the wall to Marion. And we probably tell a story about how it got initiated.
Yeah.
But then that's where I'm trying to get the procession all slowed down.
Right.
It's thank you, credit union. It's going to be a nice photo shoot, I think, at that point.
I think so.
It's going to be beautiful with the sun coming down in the background. And I can see it right now.
Me
and then,
too.
Then to continue on past the YMCA, the residents back in the villas, mm-hmm. and Primrose will be all coming out in front of the Y,
okay.
lining up. And we've had meetings with the veterans there and special little ceremonies. We'll talk later what had taken place.
Okay.
Then proceeding on out to Richland Road, make a left on Richland, cut up through the campus. MTC,
oh, okay.
529 Richland Road, make a left-hand turn.
University.
And going through the campus, and then on the 95.
Okay.
Make a right, and then right down through the business section, and on out to River Valley High School.
Wow.
Be back on the gym.
That's going to be... I kind of got lost there from Barks Road to the campus. I'm thinking, okay, how I get around
right.
there?
Well, that's
I got
those,
it,
those,
yeah.
Those, why don't you just come in, run down this route, and get it there? And I said, well, you know it's there. Well, I might not. And I says, we're coming through. It's a procession.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
And
I do.
It is. And if it's like what we've been seeing the last few days,
right?
It will be great.
Spread
I'm
it.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that route back at the end of our show for us, though.
There will be taking
notes.
What you need to do is keep your eyes in the sky a little bit.
Right. Right.
You may see nothing.
Something.
Look at the clouds. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Plus, you want people to be along the streets also to herald this through. Yes.
Wave your flag.
Right. Right.
Just this is something that we hope the kids will remember.
Right.
That I can remember back when I was a kid, we first moved here to Marion from Bessars Chatfield area, and we saw something going on. It was a parade going through town, and I could still see the parade.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was Main Street, and then it was also moved over on the State Street.
Used to be a big thing in Marion, parades. Yeah, yeah. So tell us how that all got started, then I want you to weigh in when she's finished, and... than you, okay?
Sure.
Come on, Tanya.
How this all got started was our CEO, Vidya Iyengar, went out to California to visit her family, not knowing what she was going to see when she got there besides family.
Mm-hmm.
They took a trip, and they got to see the wall that heals, the exact replica of what we are bringing here. It burned her heart. She wanted to bring it here to Marion, back to her hometown. And that started our journey probably about 5-6 years ago. We've been filling out the paperwork every year, and this year was our year, which kind of coincides with the 50 years for the Vietnam veterans. So it's perfect timing in my book as far as when we got to do it. So I'm really excited about that. We're just pleased as punch, is all I can tell you.
Some labor in it, anyway.
There is a lot of labor. We've been working on it since about September. We've got a volunteer corps of about 20 individuals, and that's why we brought a couple of them on with us today, to just so that everybody can see some of the behind-the-scenes work that will be coming up. It's not
right.
just the building of the wall and everybody coming out. It takes an entire community, and we've got over 400-plus volunteers at this point,
that's
and that's from start to finish. That's the build. That's ambassadors who will be at the wall, who will be greeting and helping individuals find names, to even tearing down, to working at some of the outlying events that we have going on that coincides with. And then that also brings us to Miss Brandy, who is with the Historical Society.
Right.
She has some fun things going on, and they took on documenting and taking photos and things for us for the wall. So I'm going to let her tell just a little bit more about what's going on with that.
Yes, we want to hear that.
Well, we're excited. This year for us is our 50th anniversary. So the timing, we've turned the whole museum into 1969.
Oh, wow.
And we actually, in the military room, did a Vietnam display.
Okay.
Chuck Van Voorhees actually did the exhibit for us, and he's the one that has the Vietnam experience, which he's a part of this event this weekend as well. And so when Tanya approached me and asked if we would be the kind of history keepers for this event and to document, which my plan is to document each evening, go out and take photographs in the evening of the wall and
right.
what from day one till we take it down.
Right.
And just kind of document what's being left behind by the folks visiting the wall.
Right.
Then on Sunday after the closing ceremonies, we'll be responsible for boxing up and taking everything that was left behind to the museum. It'll become part of our collection, and we'll be able to document and hopefully capture some great stories of what it meant for folks leaving different items behind. And then we'll be able to utilize that for the remainder of the year in our exhibit and kind of showcase some of the items and stories that we hear this weekend. So we're pretty excited just to, it was kind of neat that it coincided with what we were doing.
Yeah.
And it just really, I was super excited to be approached to be a part of it.
I think the Lord had a hand in all of it.
Yes.
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 He always does. He always does.
He's
makes it big.
Yes.
That's true. That's true. That's beautiful. 50,
yes.
50 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something very unique that our city is doing through the American Credit Union, bringing the wall that heals. And like we had talked before, Tanya, about how a lot of veterans did not get the what you call a hand clap or any type of praise for being involved in this war, and they were treated so bad, and we all witnessed it, no matter how young we were at the time. And it was like they really did something that they shouldn't have done.
Right.
Like they went and did it on their own, you know, and it didn't turn out so well, so we're not gonna you know,
we're but, remedying that.
Yes,
this weekend.
Yes.
We've got the pinning ceremony for them. I don't know if I got to tell you about that the last time.
You can tell me again.
I'll tell you again. On Saturday, 4:30,
right.
If you are a Vietnam veteran, you have a loved one that is a Vietnam veteran, or you have a loved one who might have already passed on that was a Vietnam veteran, 4:30 is the time that you want to be there.
Right.
If you're a Vietnam veteran, you will actually be receiving your Vietnam pin, and we're going to have a pinning ceremony. If you are a loved one of one who has already passed on, you will receive a different pin, but it has the same symbolization. It's honoring your loved one.
Right.
And then one of the, if you happen to be a family, a loved one of the 26 hometown heroes, they will also get you the Golden Star pin. So pinning ceremony, quite exciting. Ken was actually got to do a private pinning ceremony, and we've had a few private pinning ceremonies here around town to honor some of our Vietnam veterans who might not be able to get out this weekend.
Okay.
And if you're not able to get out, give us a call at the credit union, and we will work with individuals who will try to get you pinned in some form or fashion. Maybe it won't be this week, but we're going to continue to work. We don't want to leave any of our Vietnam veterans behind this year. So that's our goal, is to make sure each Vietnam veteran who wants to be pinned does receive their pin.
That's special.
It is special. It's
special.
Very special.
Yes, it is.
And I'll let Ken talk a little bit more about that at the next hour. He's going to be back on with Mike, so we'll let him share a little bit more about that. Because there's a lot of details that go in behind the pin.
Well, we don't want him to give all the goodies to Mike.
No. But we've got lots of things to talk about this hour.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to lock that, right? Okay. So where do you come in at?
All right. So what I have, I guess, taken charge of or been chairing is the hometown heroes and celebrating them, okay. which is being held at the Women's Club Home. I'm a member at the Women's Club Home, but I'm also kind of representing the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as well as just simply working with the credit union. So there's a lot of little parts there. But my boss and I actually have been working on getting Chuck Van Voorhis, as mentioned before, he has a whole binder of all of the soldiers that lost their lives during the Vietnam War who are from Marion County.
Okay.
So my boss and I have put together a display. I don't want to give it all away, right. but there have been pictures of the veterans who lost their lives hanging in the credit union for the past month or two now. So we are taking those pictures, and then I also have the original Marion Star story and the rubbing from the wall of each and every one of those soldiers.
Hmm.
So, like, in front of me, I have the first one. And it's really interesting, which I was telling Tanya, we came across them. And if you go through them chronologically, I mean, it tells you a story of the Vietnam War just by the lives and the situation that was happening at the time. So, like, this one in front of me, if you don't mind, I'll just read a few lines to give you an idea. It's very... When we were doing this, my heart was very heavy. It is a lot to take in. And it just, like, I respect these veterans and these guys
definitely.
That we've been around, men and women. It's just been such an honor to be mm-hmm. a part of it. But just the first part, it says, First Class Alan H. Schultz has become the first Marion County boy to be killed in action in the Vietnam War. Schultz, 19, a 1965 graduate of Marion Harding High School, dies New Year's Day as a result of wounds suffered while on security patrol, the Defense Department informed his parents. And then where it gets more sad is, like, I know, this is encouraging, isn't it? But it's very real. It's real life, which is why we're honoring
right,
them.
And we need to be able to be there, like,
yes.
in body and
not
spirit.
All happy,
yes.
Even if it's definitely not just happy, but it says, a little bit over in the article, it says, Schultz had been in Vietnam for about a month. He was a member of Company A 2-16. Yeah. I'm not awesome at that, I'm sorry, Rangers. U.S. 1st Division of the Big Red One. So, in becoming Marion County's first combat death of the Vietnam War, Private First Class Schultz joined 16 Marion Countyans who died in Korea, and then several others in World War II and World War I. So, it gives you a background of, like, each era of the mm-hmm. war, how many men were lost, men and women, and then it's just, and there's one from Marion that is missing in action. So we have his photo up and any information we could get about that. But those are the things. And then, like, the rubbings of, you know, from the Vietnam Wall, we have those that'll be posted. And it's going to be a very awesome display.
Yes.
We're actually going to go work on that when we leave here tonight and get it all set up and ready to go. But it is something to see. I mean, even to bring kids to, it is very heavy. But it's so educational and so important for, at least for me, I have little ones, to raise my kids to appreciate and respect
right.
all of these veterans.
Right.
My brother himself is a veteran, and he's young. I mean, thank God he came home, but mm-hmm. there's already respect. But to take it to our grandparents and my own husband's dad served during the Vietnam
Did he?
War, and it's just very, very real.
Yes.
And it's been an honor. It really has. So yes. that's open. I'm sorry.
But I'm glad you did that.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mm-hmm. this week from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have some light beverages. How light can you get?
water.
Nothing heavy. Okay.
Water.
We'll have tissues and, like, some tea, lemonade, water, things like that.
Right.
So you can just kind of take your time in there from 10 to 4. There'll be some volunteers to kind of guide or answer questions if necessary to the best of their ability. But everyone is welcome to come and spend as much time as needed in there for remembering or even grieving and,
right.
you know, whatever
right.
needs to be done. So
wow.
Yeah.
Just think a lot of people will get some closure mm-hmm. from
Absolutely.
This. Even, yeah. even part of our nation as this... possession travels through our nation. I mean, because people have attitudes about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just being for real. And that's a big help that people can get closure from that.
I will say, since being on this committee, the Vietnam War is not something I've studied a lot. I'm mm-hmm. 35. It wasn't necessarily close to home for me.
Right.
So I haven't studied it. But since
working with all of this committee and all these veterans, I have like watched documentaries, I've researched, and it mm-hmm. is life-changing. Mm-hmm. I mean, heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just cannot thank them enough. And the families.
Yes.
Everyone. It's yes. been
yes.
phenomenal to great. Learn. Educational, for sure.
That's great.
Well, we really appreciate Mark and Sarah for all the work that they've done. They've put in a lot of hard work for this event, for the Hometown Heroes. And she's been a rock for us on our committee.
Great.
And we look forward to having everybody come out for that and just kind of bring those individuals so that everybody knows they are still remembered. They're not forgotten. And this is our way of paying tribute to them. I'd like for Ken to kind of share. We've got the we've got the hat that kind of goes along with the Hometown Heroes that you can get out to the credit union. And I'd like for him to kind of, because he's so good at painting a picture.
Yes.
So I'd like for him to share about the hat if he doesn't mind.
Okay, I won't get kicked or anything, will I?
No, you won't.
I get excited. It's hard to be quiet of what's coming up, and I can't do it.
I bet. I bet you're just itching, aren't you? Well,
the hats are available at the Marion Credit Union. And it has the logo that you see on the literature in front of you at the top.
Right.
But for us to use that logo, we had to get permission. And then they had to see where it was going to go, the type of hat, almost the type of hat.
Okay.
So it has the wall that heals Marion County, Ohio. Instead of Marion, Ohio, Marion County, Ohio. It incorporates the whole county. And it has the date July 18th through the 21st, 2019. On the left side over here is the American flag.
Okay.
And on the right side, the 26 soldiers who lost their lives or missing in action.
Right.
From Marion County that entered the service from Marion County.
Right.
There are more veterans from Marion County that was in Vietnam.
Right.
Or in the Vietnam era. But this is for the 26 individuals who signed up here in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be some who signed up in Delaware, Bucyrus, other ones, and they're part of that county.
Okay.
And then we have the shirts that's available out of the credit union.
Okay. And you yourself served
yes.
in the Vietnam War. And we salute you,
okay.
Kenneth, right now. We salute you.
Thank you.
At least the Voice of the People does. Mm-hmm. Thank you for
Chuck
your service.
Hi,
Chuck. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
All right. All right. I know it's hot coming down
yeah,
that stairway.
Well,
it's hot out there.
Pretty hot.
So what do you do?
Okay,
what's your part in this?
I have a traveling museum.
Okay.
And it's a Vietnam War museum. And my wife and I have been putting it together for about 35 years.
Long time.
And it's pretty thorough. It's pretty good size, and it covers everything about the war.
Okay. Did you serve in the Vietnam
yes,
War
I
also?
Did. Mm-hmm.
You
I
did?
I was with the Marine Corps.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for caring. I appreciate that.
Yes, very much. Thank you for that. And to see you and Ken, I mean, many didn't make it, but you're still here, still alive
Chuck,
to help.
Can you tell us what we might see at the... at your museum and the times and the dates?
Yeah, the museum will open up Thursday morning, and as far as what you see inside, it covers every aspect of the Vietnam War. It covers, people just automatically think that when you have a war museum, you're going to have the guns and the explosives and things, but I have so much more than that. I have a beautiful doll collection from Vietnam. I have an elephant collection from Vietnam. I have a what we call culture. When I was over there, I looked at them as the enemy. But now that I'm older and can stand back and look at it, they were just involved in a war. They really couldn't get out of either. So that was the situation. So.
I never knew what it was about in the first place.
Well, they called it the domino theory. They thought that if Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia would go communism, that Vietnam would follow. And it turned out not to be that way. But once we got involved, once you get involved in a war, it's not easy to get out.
I'm sure.
And that's what happened. But like I say, I even cover, you know, like during the college days, the hippies. I even have a hippie. And
you do.
You know, they had a lot to do with the war. I mean, you know, like
yeah.
they stand outside.
Peace,
the
yeah. That's where yeah. all that came from
exactly.
was birth, right?
Yeah. They'd stand outside those colleges and they would, you know, pass out literature, you know, telling you, you don't want to go fight and, you know, you make love, not war, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I cover that. Like I say, I have that big dog collection, elephant collection. I have about 25 mannequins in actual uniforms, you know, like everything I got in that museum is real. It's not copies or anything. Like my Vietnamese people are dressed in Vietnamese uniforms that came out of Vietnam.
Right.
My wife and I took a trip to Vietnam 3 years, well, it was 2014. We went back over for 3 weeks. I'd been troubled from the war for so many years, and I just wanted to go back over, you know, and see, you know.
Right.
But what I found out was that everything has changed. The Vietnam country that we all know that mm-hmm. was there is gone.
Did you find any closure?
Not too much. I was wounded a couple of times. I went back to where I was wounded at mm-hmm. outside in the Anwa Valley. And that was kind of emotional for me, but the rest of the country has changed so much that I couldn't really. It's a beautiful country. They used mm-hmm. to call it the Pearl of the Orient.
You know? Really? Okay.
Oh, yes, it's
okay.
a beautiful country. But when we were over there the first time, the war, see, that made a big difference.
You were in the swamp, though, didn't they have
the
you all? Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. In the canopy.
That was all foreign to our guys.
Right.
Yeah. Unreal. Wow. I'm so glad you were able to come on my show, really.
Well, thank you, and
yes.
I appreciate being invited.
Yes,
his
yes.
exhibit's amazing. If you haven't had the opportunity
I to intend
see it,
to.
He covers everything. He even has Hollywood's perspective on what I think we've all been accustomed to seeing on TV is the Hollywood perspective of
True.
The Vietnam War, and then he captures the reality of it. So he does a thorough job, and it's fantastic. I encourage everybody to make sure they see it.
And what hours are you going to be displaying that?
I'll be open from 9 o'clock in the morning, like on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It'll be from 9 to 8. We'll close at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, that's a good time.
It's completely free. You just walk in. If you mention my name, I'll give you a tour, a personal tour.
Okay, great. I have to remember that. Absolutely. What were you going to add, Ken, before he walked in? She
well,
asked you to say something. I remember that.
Where's my handler? I don't see her around. Where's my handler?
Oh, that's awesome.
You did tell us about the hat and the T-shirt.
We're doing the hats, mm-hmm. and the hats and the shirts are all available
right.
at the Marion Credit Union.
You want to talk about the car show or the library?
Right. Well, the library... Puppet. See, my hand.
Yes, she is.
Because that way my leg doesn't get bruised. Marion Public Library will be hosting a talk Thursday, July 18th.
Okay.
In the evening to talk about the Vietnam Wall. There'll be representatives from the wall. Brought the wall in.
Okay.
We'll be present to answer questions. And at the same time, the VFW 7201 is hosting a car show at the post at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and we're working the Vietnam Veterans Association chapter 1117 is helping host the car show.
Okay.
Plus they're going to be working with the as ambassadors while the wall is here in town, so we'll do a little shout out for the car show that's also coming up, and that's between 8 o'clock and 2:30 in the afternoon
okay.
on Sunday. Only one day.
And that's the car show.
That's the car show, car and cycle show.
Okay. And you said something about Marysville. It's going to be going that direction.
Oh, that's where the post, our VFW post is.
Okay.
Marion Marysville Road, 1614. We have the Cobra Chopper setting out in front.
Okay. Great. I've seen that. I was just down that road the other day. Yeah.
It'd be very interesting.
Everybody knows the chopper.
Yeah.
And that's a cobra setting out there.
Oh, it is.
And the engine on that cobra is not seized up. If we untether the blades, it will rotate.
Oh, okay. That's operable.
It's just, oh, there.
You might not have said that out there.
Yeah.
Randy and I are going on a trip later.
Another time, there are stories about that when we get where they would bring the chopper in, unless you want to hear it now. But everybody, hey. The story was we brought it in from Fort Drum, New York.
Okay.
And parked it south of town, down around Prospect. Mm-hmm. The story says the plane was down, the chopper was down, and the military came in through the night, loaded it on, and it's going to be taking it back to the base wherever it came from.
Mm-hmm.
That was somewhere it had engine trouble, but they don't believe any of the pilots got hurt.
Ooh.
Well, for a plane that has been gutted, no seats or gauges in it, no fuel, was... No, sure, no pilot scatter. But so we brought it over into town the next day and set it up, reassembled the chopper, because certain parts had to be moved. And it was the same men, a lot of the same men, that was featured on today's Marion Star, what was on the front page of the Marion Star.
I didn't see it yet, but I will.
Is the walker.
Okay.
That was built here by the power shovel. Those are the men that assembled. Let's put this chopper back together.
Oh, okay. I used to work for them.
And that's a little story
that's
behind
it. That's a neat story.
Yeah, it is a neat story.
There's more to it. But that's just a Whitman sampler of that.
Yeah.
That Whitman sampler.
I used to work for them in the early 70s. No, shovel.
Power shovel.
Not Whitman.
No. No, I was a secretary there.
Well, you
lit
up
on
candy there, chocolate.
Yeah.
But, no, there's a story behind it.
Well, that's great, because they did a lot of neat things. Yeah, like Nassau, they did that drag line.
The crawler.
The crawler and all that. Yeah.
That is the crawler. That's on the front page. It was made here in Marion, Ohio.
Mm. Go Marion, right?
That's one piece made in Marion. I'll be put on that rascal right now.
Wow. Yes. And put it all across the nation. We're on the map. Marion, Ohio. Yay. And I think what is really so neat about this, as it goes down Delaware Avenue, the Marion Cemetery, which is on both sides of that. And then we have President Harding's monument to the left of it. And then to the right is the Veterans Park.
Yes.
That's going to be really neat. Really neat.
Then also coming up in September, the POWMIA month, is the Wings and Wheel Fly-In.
Okay.
And we have two Ospreys coming in.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
Google Ospreys, they're coming. And one way we've been working on various other types of aircraft to come in.
Yeah.
And based on our attendance, based on the quality of the level of planes we get in, so we call the Marine. We got to thank the United States Marine Corps for the Ospreys.
Okay.
Hoorah. And we called them. We're here to talk to you about the Osprey. How many do you want? And we go, two? Okay, two. Is that what you want? You'll have two Ospreys coming in.
Mm,
it was just as simple as that. Also, with some other warbirds coming in. Favorite of mine is going to be a T-28 Trojan.
Airplane?
That's a plane. That's a
is
plane.
Is it a fighter?
North American, made here. I believe it's made here in Ohio.
Okay.
In North America.
Is it a fighter plane or something?
It's a warbird that was flown in Vietnam. We were training Vietnamese, Cambodian, and Thai pilots to fly the T-28 Trojan.
Wow. All that history coming here to Marion. Isn't that something?
That plane was my baby.
Okay.
That I had to maintain and...
Were you a pilot?
I was enlisted man, fly rear seat.
Okay.
I had to go up with a pilot, which are today people know as Top Guns.
Right.
Top Gun pilot. And
wow.
Then we had the jets that we took to high level pilots,
okay.
Which were brought over the jets, and we're at McCain Field with Got to be there with John McCain.
He's got so much wealth of information. I could talk to him forever.
I could sit and drink coffee with him.
Yeah, I know.
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Okay. We wanted to kind of go over the
cap
times.
It off?
That, yes, exactly.
Go ahead.
If that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah. We have about 4 minutes.
So we have the actual Vietnam, the Wall That Heals at River Valley. From Thursday, July 18th to Sunday, July 21st until 3 p.m. River Valley High School, 4280 Marion Mount Gilead Road, which most people know it as 95. Just head out on 95 and you can't miss it. And then we have the Hometown Heroes at the Women's Club Home with the 26 veterans from the Vietnam era who passed away. 10 to 4 at the Women's Club Home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
We have the Traveling Vietnam War Experience Museum. Hope I said that right, Chuck.
That's
all right. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And everything is free. That's the thing to remember. This is a no-cost weekend, so this is great.
Yes, it is.
And then,
great.
Is that everything? Oh, and the Historical Society. Brandy, go ahead and
we're
cap
going
off
to
those.
Just be out taking photographs. Oh, okay. So if you see somebody out there, I'm going to try not to be too intrusive because I know this is a special time for people to be there and
because it is a memorial.
Yes.
Yes.
But I will do my best to capture pictures and history and hopefully some of the stories.
Right, right.
Is that all the events? And then the library on
Thursday at 7.
Thursday at 7.
And then the car show on Sunday.
10 to 3. Sunday, 10 to
3. 10 to 3.
People didn't know they needed their calendars for this show, did
they? Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe they can pick up information when they get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We will have information about all the events and some incentives to go visit each one.
So, right.
Yep.
That'll be great.
The escort will be coming through town again at 3:30 and through Mary.
Tomorrow.
Go outside around 4 or 4:30.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the air.
Should be out by River Valley by around 5:15.
5:15, River Valley.
Be watching Facebook. I'm sure somebody's going to post it.
I hope so.
Gonna post it, right?
Oh, my.
I'll be
I hope so.
That.
I'll be on the air chat. Well, let me check my my Facebook or something. But I'm ecstatic about what's going on and a lot of people that I've talked to. And I've had this up at our church since you first came.
Thank you.
Victory and Truth Ministries, Route 4. North, and they're excited about this too, and I know we have a lot of veterans at our church.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they will come out and be a part of this. You know, I will reiterate this as much as I can Wednesday night at Bible study, so just to stir them up and, you know, get them out.
Yeah.
At least to the exhibit where they
yes.
can be a part of that. Yeah. But I'm glad you came to be on my show. I thank each and every one of you. I can't remember everybody's name. I didn't write it down, but I do. Tanya and Ken, thank you once again. And I'm excited. And hopefully I'll see you throughout the week this weekend. So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. And don't forget the Wall That Heals this weekend here in Marion County. So it'll be coming, the procession will be coming through our downtown area tomorrow between
4:15
and 5:15, headed to his resting place. So hopefully you all will be paying attention to that. Share with your friends and neighbors. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
Okay. WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it. And it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there. But if you ask, do I wish throughout the course of the entire situation that we would have made some different decisions, you know, without a doubt. But I'm not sure you have it exactly right.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know, that's for you to try to figure out and for you to know or not know. But it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a million-dollar lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's correct or not. But if they said, John, we made a mistake just like you said, come on back, would you drop the lawsuit?
We'd have to consider all the pros and cons, because there's been a lot of water over the dam, so to speak. If they would say, yeah, come on back, you know, let's let cooler heads prevail, absolutely, I would get rid of the lawsuit. You know, the lawsuit was just a means by which we could open the conversation with the university. And again, I say that all I have is my honor and my word and my reputation, and that's what I'm fighting for. And certainly, in doing so, I'm fighting for the reputations of all those alums and students who've been, misrepresented by this whole thing.
Being that this is a defamation lawsuit, obviously you feel they have defamed you in some way. When people see John Waters today, what do you think the interpretation is because of what went down?
You know, I think, and it's borne out every time I walk into the grocery store in public, people say, you got the short end of the stick. You were the scapegoat. You know, person after person tells me that.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo, plus splash all day at Zumbeezy Bay, with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship,
in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
Let your shamrock shine at the Dublin Irish Festival. Celebrate Celtic culture with great eats, live entertainment, and more. August 2nd through the 4th.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Marion was the largest population center in Marion County, with a total population of 38,000 residents. This marked a 10% growth in the town's population since 1990, and the county itself experienced a 3% growth rate to a total population of 66,217 people in the last census.
This is Phil Reed, and you are listening to WWGH Radio at 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests.